from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea preparing another rocket launch. Pyongyang has given notice it plans to launch an Earth observation satellite between the 8th and 25th of February. The announcement comes weeks after its fourth nuclear test. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This act would violate numerous Security Council resolutions by utilizing proscribed ballistic missile technology. It also comes on the heels, as you know, of the January 6th nuclear test, which is itself an egregious violation of UN Security Council resolutions.
The launch expected to involve the drop-to-Earth of rocket debris in three stages off the western coast of South Korea, possibly to the northern coast of the Philippines. In April 2012, Pyongyang fired a long-range rocket to mark the 100th anniversary of the birth of state founder Kim Il-sung. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi Tuesday said his country is prepared to help African nations battle militancy. He spoke to the Ghanaian parliament.
Terrorists aim at disintegrating societies by having them living in fear, possibly because they have no constructive projects of their own. They try to kill us. When they are not able to kill, they try to force us to live in the fear. We must refuse this message, and together, in the name of culture, in the name of ideas, in the name of democracy, fight against this terrible message.
The Italian leader on a tour of West Africa that takes him to Senegal and Nigeria. His visit follows twin terrorist attacks in Burkina Faso last month and in Mali in November. This is VOA News. Peace talks in Geneva aimed at ending Syria's five-year conflict appear to be in jeopardy amid a new Russian-backed government offensive that threatens the northern city of Aleppo. The opposition delegation is threatening to leave the nascent talks. Vera Tossi is a delegation spokesperson.
We are receiving reports of massive escalation of Russian and regime military aggression on Aleppo and Homs, including attacks on hospitals and critical infrastructure. Syrians are desperately fleeing this aggression. We need the international community to intervene with Russia to stop its indiscriminate bombings.
The government delegation said it did not open formal negotiations as scheduled Tuesday with UN envoy Stefan de Mistura, saying the basic framework or agenda of the talks has yet to be established. Meanwhile, Damascus Tuesday allowed trucks carrying humanitarian aid to travel into a rebel-held area near Damascus as a demonstration of goodwill. A county in the southern state of Texas Tuesday reported what appears to be the first case of the Zika virus transmitted in the U.S. by sexual contact. Officials say the patient was infected with Zika after contacting a sick individual who returned from a country where the virus is active. Dr. Tom Frieden is director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
With Zika, we don't know exactly how long someone can remain infectious, but in this case, as we understand it, someone had just gotten sick with Zika, and that individual's sexual partner then developed Zika without a travel history. The CDC laboratory confirmed that both individuals do have recent Zika infection.
24 countries confirmed Zika cases by the end of last month, mostly in Central and South America. Brazil's President Rousseff told lawmakers Tuesday her government will spare no effort in fighting the mosquito that experts say carries the virus and poses the greatest danger to pregnant women. Brazil hosts the Summer Olympic Games this year. Iraqi and Kurdish forces say Islamic State militants are transporting carloads of cash from Iraq to their de facto capital city, Raqqa, in Syria, following U.S. airstrikes that destroyed millions in currency holdings. Coalition and Russian airstrikes in recent months have also targeted a variety of the group's financial resources, including its once lucrative oil smuggling. A military general who's an outspoken critic of longtime Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has been charged in military court with illegal political activity and being absent without leave. General David Sejusa appeared at the court Tuesday and denied all charges. He'll remain in custody until a bail hearing next week. A commercial Airbus A321 airliner operated by Dalo Airlines suffered what appeared to be an explosion and blew a hole in the aircraft's fuselage, forcing it to return to the Mogadishu airport after takeoff. The plane was en route to Djibouti. Two of the 74 passengers were injured. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.